Hello and welcome to a Friday edition of the True Chat Show on True Chat, broadcasting from Cincinnati, Ohio. My name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T. Weller. Cam doesn't sound too excited.
I don't.
Oh, it's Friday.
It is Friday. You're not wrong. I'm seeing a show tonight about a boy who may or may not have killed the neighbor's dog. I don't think he did, but he has to prove that he's innocent. So that should be fun and exciting. I just watched an episode of Stranger Things that I just didn't understand. I don't know the rules. It's new. It's a new season. There's new content. So what do I know?
New rules. New season.
Indeed.
You got a lot going on.
I know. There were four big releases today on the 27th, most of them video game related. But one is Stranger Things season 2. So I'm telling you what, I am going to be up to my ears in entertainment content for the next, you know, probably 3 months. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, hey, did I tell you, speaking of entertainment content, did I tell you what Brett got me for my birthday? One of the things?
I did not. You did not tell me. What did he get you?
Nah, he got me an Xbox One X.
Oh, my Lord. All right. You guys love each other more than I think I'll ever love any person on this planet, monetarily. Because I tell you what, that's money to throw down on that bad boy. He buying that on credit?
No. Nope. I was just thinking I didn't know the answer to that question, then I realized that I actually did. I learned the answer to that question yesterday, so.
There you go. So, yeah, he buys it on credit, and then, well, you really just bought yourself an Xbox. Well, you got that 4K TV, man. I'm telling you what, you're about to be gaming in style. Watching Netflix
in style.
That's
why I'm excited.
It's going to be a good time. I'm telling you what, that L.A. Noire that I was telling you, their 4K trailer just came out for their re-release for all the new consoles. I'll tell you, you should look that up. It's a good game.
Yeah?
You'd love it a lot.
I am excited. I'm ready for it. I'm kind of sad that I don't, you know, I don't actually have it yet, obviously. So.
Oh, you do not. Well, it doesn't come out until November 7th, right?
That's right.
Wow, did he pre-order that thing early then?
Yes, he did, like over a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have had to. For sure.
By the time I was even like looking at it, it was sold out. So I was like, "Huh."
Well, then he is much better than I when it comes to gifts. He plans very, very far in advance.
He does. He's big on gifts. So, but I'm pretty certain what his next gift is. So,
oh, we'll keep that a secret.
Well, he's been needing a new computer for quite some time.
Oh my Lord! You guys aren't going to be able to one. You're not even married yet. You're already trying to one up each other on gifts. I'm telling you what. Next thing you know, somebody's going to buy somebody a car, and then we're going to be in real big trouble. Because then how are we going to one up? It's not going to happen.
I mean,
they already got the house.
Yeah, the car is pretty hard to one up. So
yeah. Yeah, I don't know where else you go.
Actually, I have looked at a car that could be a replacement for Brett's car. So,
have you really?
Yeah, but we've also talked about getting rid of my car also, and just having one car.
Oh yeah, not the.
Because I mean,
not the Chevy Cruze. I've done it.
Well,
I practically lived in that Chevy Cruze for a while.
That's right. It followed us on tour, literally.
Yeah, it did. It was the only car we had on tour for, you know, 2 months.
That's right. At Black Beauty, it was just hitched to Black Beauty's butt. So
it was.
Followed her everywhere she went. Yeah, but we were looking at a new Chevy Cruze. So
okay.
They're nice. Yeah. Very nice. The Chevy Cruze Premier, the top of the line model.
Premier. You know. Okay. I tell you what, I don't know how you and the other millennials make big purchases like that without wanting to sell your own kidney to pay for half of it. Because maybe I just don't leverage my money well enough. But I tell you what, I have a difficult time, you know, making a purchase for myself that's more than $100, let alone a purchase for someone else that's like $500 to, you know, a Chevy Cruze Premier would be what, like $30,000?
About 24.
24? Okay. It was the top
That's
of the
what
line
it lists
model.
For.
So
yeah.
I went.
We can get it
for
14.
You can get it for 14.
So, yep, we found that out.
Well, all the trade-ins, all the time.
Yep, nuts. Actually, we would probably get it for even less than that if we were going to trade Brett's car in at the same time.
By God.
We'd get it for like 7.
But then only have one car between the two of you? I mean, that could work if you when you stop coming to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it'd be very un-American to just have one car for two people. But in practicality, it makes a lot of sense because there's, you know, it's not very often that we both need to go to two separate places simultaneously, you know, except for right now while he's going to Cincinnati. But
Correctamundo.
After that's over, I mean, even before we came back here, there wasn't very often where that was the case. You know, I mean, a lot of times we just tried to be smart because we did that for a while at our apartment. I think you probably remember where we parked Brett's car using a commuter pass just up at Xavier and just left it there because it was expensive to park it in the garage downtown. And there was almost never a time where both vehicles were needed. So.
Right. And you still have that other vehicle within 15 minutes. So.
Right.
You've got your emergency.
Yeah, we would not have that flexibility. But so what's on the agenda for the weekend, Cam?
A lot actually is on the agenda for the weekend. Tomorrow, we're seeing Jigsaw, I'd assume. I don't know when else this weekend we're going to do it unless it's Sunday late. I got a Bengals game I'm going to on Sunday, so that's good. I get to sit in the flesh and just watch my Bengals probably not disappoint me because they play really well against the bad teams in the league, and then they play anybody good, and they just shut down. So the Colts are really bad. They're just incredibad is what I would say. So we should win the game.
Incredibad.
At least. So that should be good. I'll be happy
well,
about
at
that.
At least you're going to – yeah, at least you're going to one that – that you're going to, that you already can be predispositioned to planning on coming out happy from. So
indeed, I'm pretty sure my mom's already peeved at me though, because it's going to be cold. She hates cold games. She always likes me to pick ones in September, but I went a little later this time, see if we could get a different feel. I was hoping we'd see Andrew Luck play. Now he's been out for the entire season because the Colts are what did I say? Incredibad. That was the word. That is what they are. In all facets right now. So. Yeah, it's going to be cold, and we're going to probably blow them out of the stadium is the dream, but it's the Bengals, so who knows? They may not show up to play.
Yeah, it's kind of always the question, you know, when they should win is when they seem to be the most likely to lose.
Imagine, like, I always think about that, because I'm sorry for you non-sports lovers out there, but this is going to be kind of a sports-heavy little side topic here, but imagine being a fan of something that like was always good no matter what, and you knew it was going to be good. Like, I only can think of that when I think of entertainment, when I think of you know, a lot of different things you could be like fans or in a fandom of. There's only like a few sports teams, and that's it, who are going to come out and play well every week. And then like I can't think of anything else that has just been good forever throughout its lifetime.
Yeah.
In the world that we live in.
Yeah. That's probably true. I was trying to think while you were saying that. I can't think of anything either.
Yeah. There's
got to be something, though.
It's the New England Patriots. And used to be the Red Wings, but now they kind of suck. So it's pretty much them and the Yankees. And there you go. And you can just root for them, and they'll always be good. Hey, how far did the Yankees, your favorite baseball team, get in the playoffs this year, Justin T?
Great question.
Yeah, I know it is, because you don't know the answer.
That's right.
That's right. My God.
Hey, it's just the pinstripes, man. They're great.
Of course, the fashion guru in Justin is why he picked his favorite baseball team. That should not shock anyone in the room. You know what else shouldn't shock you that it's been a great conversation so far. And when you tune in to the True Sports Show, you'll be sure to hear Cam and his team discussing the newest from all corners of the sports world. Coverage based on merit, not market size, brings you a fresh sports experience. Tune in Sunday and Thursday. I don't even know when my own show is going on, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And in addition to the True Sports Show, True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app, TRUECHAT. Now let's turn our attention back to whatever we were talking about. You got any plans for the weekend there, Justin T?
Yeah. this evening is nothing. As in
Stranger
the plan
Things.
is to watch Stranger Things and try to relax. Probably put some stuff away. And Saturday, work, the Buckeye Bash. Gotta do that.
Are you working that bad boy, or are you just hanging out?
I don't know. I am uncertain. I will show up and I will do what is needed. And
there,
if
there's
what
go.
Is needed for me to drink and to eat, then I will oblige.
If you have to twist my arm, I will do it. I will eat and
That's
drink
right.
and watch football that I may or may not actually care about.
That's right. And then Sunday. Oh, Sunday, Brett and I are going to go back to the theater
Monster
again Trump. And see the first Harry Potter. That's what's playing this weekend.
Okay, so. There you go.
Yeah.
Always, that one always brings back good memories to me. I don't. That one and two are the ones that I have like nostalgia for. Chamber of Secrets may
yes.
also be up there. I haven't watched that one since it came out. But though, oh, sorry. Alex just informed me that Chamber of Secrets is two. I meant the one where they do the cup thing. It's called Goblet of Fire. Yep, that's there it is. I did it. Can you tell that I stopped reading those books after that one? Did I have them all as a kid?
I never would have been able to guess.
Yeah. I think I had Up to Order of the Phoenix, but I never finished that one. Yeah, I fell off of those books pretty quickly. After I read through four of them, mind you. So I guess quickly is definitely subjective, because I had read over half the series at that point. But I had read them all, and then very quickly I was just like, I don't want to read these anymore, and then didn't.
Short attention span, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
something like that. Do you have a book series like that when you were a kid? Did you read all the time?
I didn't really start getting into, you know, reading for enjoyment until probably 13 or 14, I think. And then once I got into it, I really got into it and started reading a lot. And I still read quite a bit. So
reading is good.
But no. Yeah, but no, not when I was a wee lad.
Not when you was a wee tyke.
Yeah. Oh, I got some I saw this thing. 30 things you didn't know about Dunkin' Donuts, and I don't want to tell you all 30.
Okay.
But there was like one or two that were really striking, that were like, oh, never would have guessed such a thing
about Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, ready?
About Dunkin' Donuts. But I figured I'd let you do the mid-show read before I did that.
Well, I just did the mid-show read. It just happened, I promise.
It did? What?
Yes. Do you remember
no,
me
lying.
Talking? It was so seamless, you missed the whole thing. I literally read about the True Sports Show, got the schedule wrong, and everything. It happened. Alex was here. He heard it.
No, you didn't. Oh, my God.
Honestly, Justin T., I really did, right at the 10-minute mark.
No. I swear to God, I did not hear it. I don't even know what happened.
You literally lost 45 seconds of time. If I were you, I'd see a doctor. I don't feel like that's a good trait to have.
No, I don't even know. Maybe I guess I've just it's probably I've gotten so used to it that I just didn't even realize that it was happening. I was just like, yep, this is just 45 seconds.
You know what
of nothing.
That means? I think it's time to change the mid-show reads again.
Yeah, I think so.
Because
if I can tune it out like that.
Yeah, if it just becomes white noise at that point. I even wrapped it a little into the show and everything. Maybe it was just my transition was so seamless. It sounded like I was talking about something, and then I asked you a question, and you thought that was the thing I was wrapping up. See, there you go. It was just so seamless.
Whoa, nuts. Okay, anyway. The Dunkin' Donuts thing. This one, I mean, again, not all that surprising, I suppose, but interesting nonetheless. Dunkin' Donuts wasn't always called Dunkin' Donuts. Any guess what its original name was?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Nope. It was originally called Open Kettle.
Open Kettle?
Kettle. Uh-huh. Open Kettle.
Weird. Any other fun Dunkin' Donuts facts? I tell you what, this is a riveting segment so far.
Right. Well, and here's who came up with the name Dunkin' Donuts. Because, you know, I mean, it's an iconic brand, and you'd think that somebody with some kind of marketing expertise came up with it. But naturally, of course, not. In 1950, the owner of Dunkin' Donuts, who, of course, at the time was called Open Kettle, realized that 40% of all profits came from donuts and coffee. So they needed to rename themselves because they needed to focus on, you know, coffee and donuts. And so they got the executives together and they were brainstorming. And it was apparently an architect who came up with the name Dunkin' Donuts because he liked the way that it looked.
Huh. Well, there you go. That's what you get. Yeah. Your marketing team has no marketers on it, just an architect who likes the way Dunkin' Donuts looks as a name.
Nuts. I don't know. I think sometimes things like that are just all these things that we just pretend, you know, or I guess we don't pretend. I guess we just accept them for being the way that they are, like McDonald's. Like, until I watched, you know, that documentary, well, not documentary, I guess it was technically a movie, called The Founder on Netflix, which is, by the way, super good, and you should watch it.
Michael Keaton, that's my boy.
Yeah. I just had no idea of McDonald's history. I just assumed it was some guy named McDonald who was like, yeah, burgers. And then,
That family got the whole thing stolen from them.
That's right, including their name. So
absolutely they did.
Yeah. And evidently they were stubborn people who just didn't want progress or to grow. But in the process of trying not to grow, ended up being forced to and got everything taken. So nuts.
Yeah. By Michael Keaton. What a villain.
If you had to guess how many cups of coffee Dunkin' Donuts sells every year, what's the guess?
Is it 80 million cups of coffee? It's probably way more than that.
It's more.
Yeah. Is it 550 million cups of coffee?
It's more.
Is it a billion cups of coffee?
It's 1.9 billion cups of coffee.
It's a lot of coffee. Coffee addicts, they don't get enough help, I think, from our drug treatment centers. I think they've got just as much of a problem as anyone else who does hardcore drugs out there. I'll tell you what, people, it's time to get help.
It really is one of those things that we overlook, but definitely there are people who are like hardcore addicted to coffee.
Oh, they're addicted. Yeah. I mean, it's a drug and they're addicted to it.
Yes. I mean, caffeine, you know. Anyway, the next thing I want Cam to guess is how many different ways do you think there are to order Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
I don't know. What do you mean different ways to order?
Like, you know, different between the coffees that they offer, so the menu, and then the different ways that you could order each kind of coffee.
Oh, I don't
know. How many different ways are there?
Tell me. I sure, why not?
I think they have like 20 menu items.
Okay.
So, what would you get? I mean, you know, let's put it in more relatable terms to Cam. Cam enters a bar, and there is alcohol being served naturally. How many different ways could you order your drink?
Probably
two. Any of the drinks offered.
Well, any drinks offered? Oh, I mean, infinite number of ways.
Well, right. I mean, there's not infinite drinks in the bar, so there's obviously not an infinite number of ways. Not every bar has
it's pretty close to there's not infinite, but there's a lot. I mean, are you counting like with ice, without ice, like all that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean,
let's put it this way, on drinks where it reasonably applies. I mean, obviously there are drinks where you would not order it with ice because you just, it's not how it's ever ordered, you know?
All right, fine. But, let's go 520 and then let's change the subject because you're boring me to tears.
Okay. Well, it's 15,000, but that's fine.
Okay. Excellent. 15,000, huh?
15,000 different ways to order.
Wow. I tell you what, isn't that exciting? You know what else is exciting? At True Chat, there is nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. All right, let's get back into not Dunkin' Donuts facts, please God. Justin, they want to know about us. They want to know about you. What have you been doing today? Anything fun?
You know what I used to do every morning that I have completely stopped doing?
What's that, pal?
Because God told me that it was just the worst possible thing to do for myself.
Is it drink a coffee?
I used with every breakfast I had, because I'd make, you know, eggs and toast frequently. I mean, that was like, you know, breakfast staple. And like most Americans who have breakfast, if I didn't have coffee, then I was having a glass of juice. And lo and behold, on the 75 unhealthiest foods to eat, number three is fruit juice.
Yeah, it's pretty bad for you.
Yeah. So it's, despite common belief and the lovely, you know, food pyramid that you see, humans really aren't designed to need any fruit at all, because we never actually evolved in locations where fruit was something that was an important part of our diet. So it only came to us as we migrated to tropical regions. And it's really high in sugar. So
gotcha. So I shouldn't be worried about scurvy then?
Scurvy,
it just doesn't exist. I don't need vitamin C. Vitamin C is a compound perpetrated by the Russians.
There are other ways to get vitamin C.
Gotcha. Hey, what about this Hillary thing? You talked about the Hillary thing on your current issue show yet?
What Hillary thing are you talking about?
The thing that, you know, it's all blowing up that now she's colluding with whoever. I don't know. I don't really know all the details. I was hoping you would. If you don't, we won't talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I know what you're talking about. It made news for, like, at least in mainstream. It was, like, on the news for about half a day to a full day. You know, I mean, on Fox, it was news for about 2 days.
On Fox, it's still news. I was listening to coverage today, and they were still talking about it.
Well, of course you were. Yeah, but everybody else is, like, way past it. Someone, I forget what talk show host it was, someone who was talking about the story tried to liken it to, you know, well, this is equally as bad as if Trump colluded with the Russians. And there were two problems that it wasn't me pointing it out for what it's worth. I was listening to this soundbite on POTUS on Sirius XM before my show. And the point the host made was, there's two problems with that. One, that's if Trump colluded with Russia, which is, and you know, we're insinuating and assuming in this situation that he did. And two, what she was doing and what this is doing, what she was doing is not illegal. While colluding, you know, with the Russians to undermine an election would absolutely be illegal. So, despite whether or not you like what was done, it's definitely not illegal. People engage in opposition research for other campaigns all the time. I mean,
yeah,
everybody
does. I mean, so the only thing that was bad is that she didn't report it, which is illegal. Yes?
Well, but see, the opposition research, again, that's where the...
Yeah, but I understand. The research itself is not illegal, but her not reporting it, it breaks campaign finance law. Yes?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, then...
That's what they'd like you to think, but if you're not required, you know, depending on, I mean, obviously a lot of it depends on how it's paid for, which comes down to the finer points of finance, which we won't get into. But regardless, the point is, it depends on who pays for it. And if, for example, the DCCC, which it frequently does, pays for opposition research and then gives that to a candidate, the candidate's not required to disclose that that the DCCC spent money and gave them research from so-and-so. So if it's purchased through a third party and then given to them, it's just like if Cam purchases, opposition research, if he pays some Russian firm to do opposition research on Hillary Clinton so that he can run for president against Hillary Clinton in this weird fictional scenario, it's not illegal for him to give that to somebody else so that they can use it against her. And that doesn't have to be reported because it's not an exchange of money in that situation.
And that's how it for sure went down?
Yeah. I mean, at least that's everything that I have seen indicates that no, nothing illegal was done, but it is being used as an attempt to say, well, it's shady.
But it was also, just a straight up lie, right? Like that was the P papers, yes? We're talking about the same thing where in there it was like he bought prostitutes in Russia and they peed on his bed. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the same opposition research that BuzzFeed got. That's what we're talking about.
Right. Yes. That right. Opposition research.
Love it. What a good time to be alive. Like, I don't know, man. It's such a straight up lie though. Like, even if she didn't have to report it, like who did you say the DNC paid for it?
The DCCC. Yeah, I think so.
Wait, what's the DCCC?
The Democratic Committee for Congressional Campaigns.
Is that part of the DNC?
No.
Is that a private group?
Yeah, the DCCC is the official campaign arm of the Democrats in the House. It's the only political committee in the country who's okay. Yeah, it's the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. There we go. I knew I was a little off.
I'm already lost. I was lost about 3 minutes ago.
No, the DCCC and the DNC are not the same thing.
Are they in the same ballpark?
Well, I mean, they both work for the purpose of, furthering Democrats' agenda. Obviously, the DNC being the Democratic National Committee. So,
right. So the DCCC focuses more on like local representative elections?
Yes, it focuses pretty much I don't want to say exclusively.
Well, because it's not, because they got opposition research for the DNC or whoever was going to be running for the Democrats.
Right. Well, but it may have been the DNC. The DNC paid for the research that led to
that's
this
one
whole
lie.
Thing. It was the DNC, not the DCCC. Sorry.
Gosh darn it. Well, Justin lied, folks. That means that Hillary Clinton colluded with Russia. That's the end of it. Here we go. That's the end of the story. Let's wrap it up.
That's what happened. Yeah. So this being from the Washington Post, the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee helped fund research that resulted in a now famous dossier containing allegations about President Trump's connections to Russia and possible coordination between his campaign and the Kremlin. People familiar with the matter said.
Gotcha.
Yes. Fusion GPS hired the dossier author, Christopher Steele, a former British intelligence officer with ties to the FBI and the U.S. intelligence community, according to those people who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The Clinton campaign and the DNC, through the law firm, continued to fund Fusion GPS research through the end of October 2016.
That said Hillary Clinton. So are they just lumping Hillary Clinton in with the DNC? Or are they saying that Hillary Clinton's funds also paid for it?
Right. They're saying that the Clinton campaign and the DNC,
what?
through the law firm, continued to fund GPS research. So that's where the quote unquote shadiness comes in, is they didn't do anything illegal. What they did was they were paying the law firm and the law firm was paying Fusion GPS, which was doing opposition research.
So they're just getting around the law.
Right. I mean, they're making
they're
it
doing
so they don't
they're
have
doing to. Shady things that they shouldn't. If they were giving the money directly to the opposition funding, they would have to claim it. But because they're giving it to the lawyer who then is giving it to the people who are doing the opposition research, it's no longer illegal. Yes, that's what I'm understanding.
That is correct. That's
well, that I see that's
that
dumb. You know what I think we need to realize in this country? That politics are always going to be this knockout, drag out, dirty fight. And since we're in this social media age where everything gets leaked, this is just going to happen more and more as we continue to do these sorts of things in the democratic country that we live in. Because people have done this since the dawn of time, done dirty things and circumvented the law, and now we're just going to figure it out because we've got the technology to do so and spread it like wildfire on social media, and you've got such a volatile news media right now that they'll do anything for clicks or hits or anything to make money. I tell you what, man, I think it's just time to accept it. Wait, Russia, collude with Donald Trump all you want. They're just the elections are dirty enough already. What's one more player in the game? Why not?
The thing that I mean, the reason that we didn't talk about this for what it's worth is the only reason it's a story is because the Donald Trump colluding thing was a story, which I think is a bad reason. Because this the way
the
it
only
be
reason
done?
This no. was found is because people are trying to take shots at Hillary off the bow because they want. They want people right. to look at Trump like, well, he may have been the lesser of two evils because Hillary is also doing bad things, which I don't know about your opinion, but I would say, yes, this is obviously her trying to circumvent the law, which I think is bad. And I hope we change when it comes to campaign finance that it should be any outgoing money has to be logged if it's money that you're taking from the people, period.
Well, and
end of
point,
discussion.
Yeah. And the point is that it was and yes, I agree for what it's worth. I think that this part of it needs to be adjusted, but it is not. Not only is it not uncommon, it's incredibly common for all political campaigns to maneuver in this way that have any kind of senior level.
Well, you think that hurts Trump? That's exactly what he wants people to think. He wants people to think that every politician is out there to scam them out of their money and then use it to pay for things that aren't worth it because that entire dossier was bunk. It was garbage. I mean, there was nothing. There was almost nothing in it that could have even been remotely proven. Let alone, did they have a lot of proof to prove that it was true? So I don't know. I think it still is a win for Trump and his cronies because you're able to throw the blacklight on what he calls the swamp in Washington again. So hey, there's another story keeping us out of. Well, why haven't we gotten healthcare done? Why haven't we gotten all these? Things that you promised done. I'm telling you what, Donald J. Trump, the master of distraction.
Yeah, I'm not as concerned about whether or not it hurts Trump. I think that it's one. I'm glad that the media didn't spend. I mean, I'm upset that Fox is still spending time on it, but I'm not surprised by that at all. It's good the media didn't spend a lot of time on it because it really doesn't merit. It doesn't merit the same kind of attention, you know. Should we give attention to the allegations that Trump may have colluded or people in his campaign with Russia? Should we continue to give attention to that if there's no new details? No, because there's nothing to talk about other than to speculate. But at the end of the day, what happened here, again, you know, whether or not you like if it's shady or not, was legal, is legal, and everyone does it, just like everyone skirts the tax law if they can. You know, should they? No, of course not. But we're talking now about a matter of should and shouldn't versus whether or not it's legal, and putting this on the same level as let's forget collusion with Russia. Let's just say Russian interference in our election. They are not on the same level. Everyone engages in opposition research. If you're any good at winning an election, everybody does it. And most people, for what it's worth, I mean, there's multiple sources in this article that are quoted saying from both parties that it is very standard for a campaign to hire a law firm and for the law firm to handle all kinds of stuff, including opposition research, so that the campaign not just only doesn't have to report it, but mainly so the campaign doesn't have to worry about people to do it.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, the same reason that anybody hires a contractor, you know, and the reason that they hire law firms to do it is to make sure that they do it legally, not so that they can, you know, not in with the exclusive intent of trying to hide things.
Well,
so
again, I'm not speaking about law firms also have the stigma around them, which I think is earned, that they know the law so that they can skirt by it. Or
exactly.
Right, which I don't think is necessarily good. I don't think that's just, no. Well, it's not illegal, so we shouldn't care about it. Like, I don't feel like that should be the way we go about it at all.
Why does anyone hire a good accountant, you know? It's not because they want their books to be stellar. Usually it's because they don't want to pay a fortune in taxes, you know?
Just because it's not illegal doesn't mean it's not wrong, I guess, right. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but everybody, you know, everyone's okay skirting the law when it comes to if it's you and having to pay less for something. When somebody else does it, even if it's legal, again, they're using the system that's in place. And I am agreeing with the standpoint that I think it should be changed, because I think if you're willing to engage in opposition research, I don't think you should be afraid to say that you're engaging in opposition research, especially since we know that everybody does it, you know, again.
Yeah, so why hide it? That's what I'm saying. Why hide it?
Literally everyone does it. So there's no reason to hide it, because it's not like, ooh.
Yeah, but they did. They did.
Right, they did hide it. Well, I mean, they didn't, obviously. They did a bad job of hiding it, because now everyone knows about it. But generally speaking, people do a pretty good job of hiding it. So
I don't know. I think it's sad that, you know, we're still trying to take shots at Hillary. She lost the election, for God's sake. Just let her live her life. But
yeah.
I don't know. I find it interesting.
That's where we're at in, you know, the way that Congress and the presidency is operating, is when you have trouble doing things that, you know, you're wanting to get done, if the media pays too much, and this is anybody and any party, you know, if too much attention is being focused on you and it's too negative of attention, then you do whatever you can to divert attention. And this is a diversion of attention to someone, mind you, who is not doing anything in public service and consumed a news cycle on. Again, I think it would have been much more valuable to spend, you know, that same amount of time, and preferably more time, on everything that's happening in the Middle East, because, you know, those are people dying. And this is someone who here in this country didn't actually break the law, just kind of did something that was shady that everybody does. But it is a much better headline and much better clickbait. And, you know, it gives the conservative media host something to talk about for 2 months. So,
yeah, I still think it's important. I don't think it deserved an entire media cycle. So,
yeah, well, I agree. I mean, I think it's a discussion worth being had. I'm glad that we're talking about it in a broader context, because I think there is a place for right and wrong in our country. And sometimes the laws don't reflect that, you know, and it's bad when they don't, or when they try to reflect it and then they just do a really bad job at it, you know.
Well, there you go. All right, everyone. Well, it took us a little while to get into it here, but I tell you, it was a good show. I liked it a lot. Thank you very much, Justin, for joining me all the way from Urbana. I know you have such a busy schedule, so I'm glad we could pull you away from it.
I am super ready to go to bed. I did not go to sleep until like 1:30 last night.
Why would you do that to yourself? Also,
moving, you know. I had to come back and get Donna.
Donna,
so
not the Donna, can't leave her behind.
That's right.
Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in, ladies and germs. We'll see you on Monday. We got a State of Us coming out tomorrow. I also got a Nerdcast coming out tomorrow. That should be a good time. You'll get Alex's first impressions of Mario Odyssey. I think he's loving it over there. He hasn't stopped playing for the last 2 hours.
Oh,
that's a good time. Anyway. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry for the shameless self-plug there at the end. Just wanted to give it. You know what you're talking about on the State of Us tomorrow?
Nope. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Well, we cannot thank you enough for tuning in to True Chat, but did you know that you can join the conversation on our app or website, truechat.org? If you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform, you can also subscribe to our shows there. For the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio, my name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T.
Well, we will see you next time on the True Chat Show. Be the change.